Inflation has reached its highest rate for 2.5 years, largely because of the rising cost of oil and the Brexit-fueled fall in sterling. According to the Office for National Statistics, annual inflation as measured by the Consumer Prices Index reached 1.8% last month, up from 1.6% in December. It's the fourth consecutive month that the rate has risen, and it takes inflation to its highest level since June 2014. And now, to tell us what's going on behind the rise in inflation, we've got Pete Comley, our resident inflation expert and author of Inflation Matters. Pete, let's just first of all say, why has inflation gone up?
The main reason it's gone up is related to crude oil prices and their knock-on effect to petrol prices. If you think back to this time last year, petrol was just over £1 a litre, and now petrol's about 118, or it was in January, and about 124 on diesel. Those are massive rises, 17% across both of them, and that is really what's driven it.
Yeah. And of course, as most motorists would say, when the price of crude oil was down below $30, we didn't seem to notice petrol go down that much.
No, exactly. Well, you realise, of course, how much impact all the tax has on it and things like that. So, I mean, it's effectively almost doubled in price since last year, and yet it hasn't gone up proportionately. So, but that's the main influence. There's also some rising food prices, but I don't think much of those rising food prices are related to the courgette effect or iceberg effect. Yeah.
No, interesting with food, of course, because we expected food to go down for so long. It's been declining, and now that finally is changing. But economic forecasters, who, of course, as we know, have got everything so right in the last couple of years, but most of them were sort of expecting inflation to be even higher than it was today. So why did they get it wrong once more?
Well, I don't think they did get it wrong, is the simple answer. I think it's probably ONS who's probably more at fault, really, than the economic forecasters. As virtually every month we talk about the issues together to do with clothing and airfares. And yet again this month, they have probably caused the rate of inflation to appear slightly different to what it actually is. ONS were basically saying clothing prices were going down more this month than they had a year ago. But it's one of those highly volatile things. And last month, we had the opposite effect going on with them saying airfares were massively higher, but they've now sort of plummeted like 40% this month. So it's a quirk of those two things. I think the real figure is probably closer to 1.9, and I suspect next month we will see a ratchet up again.
The BOE are forecasting 2.8% for inflation later this year. Do you think they're right? I mean, people do like to joke that the BOE, the Bank of England, hasn't always got its inflation forecast spot on.
I suspect that they probably have got that part of the forecast right. I mean, they actually made two elements of it. One, they said that the prices would go up to around 2.8% within the next year, and they also said that they would probably stay in the range of 2-3% for another 3 years. But if we start first on the will it carry on going up this year, I think it's almost certain to be the case. You've got a number of things contributing to that. Not only have we still got the crude oil petrol effect, but food prices genuinely do seem to be going into positive territory. I reckon we might see food has been declining for the last couple of years, but next month might see the first month of actual increases. And interestingly, fish appears to be the bellwether here. Fish prices are up 3%, I think, at the moment, while this time last year they were down 4%. And I think many other things are going to carry on a similar trend. And add to that, we've also got all the utility companies trying to put through price rises as well. Was it Empower was going to put something like 15% on electricity and 5% on gas, and I think most of the others are going to follow suit as well. So they're going to feed through more petrol effects. You know, I'm pretty certain, and add to that, you've only got to look at the producer prices index and the input prices to manufacturers are going up 20%.
So a lot depends on how much they're willing to absorb and how much they want to pass on to consumers. But we're clearly then going to see inflation rising above the 2%, and that's the target for the Bank of England. Do you think the way you say it, it sounds as though we're going to get really quite strong inflation, but we're not going to see inflation rise very strongly, are we, to the days of the bad old 70s?
It To be honest, it totally depends on what happens to crude oil. crude oil has the biggest impact on not just the UK, but global inflation rates, more than absolutely anything else, and more than any other commodity. So it, you know, your guess is as good as mine as what's going to happen to crude oil price. But if you actually ask me to guess, I suspect that the rise in crude may well stall at some point before it gets to $70. And if that's the case, you could see inflation just sliding back down again, you know, in a couple of years' time. So that would be my finger in the air.
The Brexit vote had a very sharp effect on sterling. Are we seeing all that now working its way through? Presumably that's going to have something of an effect on inflation for some time to come, isn't it?
I don't know. I think the exchange rate has an impact, but it doesn't have as big an impact as many people think. And indeed, there are economists out there like John Mills who reckons that it doesn't have an impact at all. Actually, he's probably going too far. But inflation isn't just a sort of a UK thing. It's a global phenomenon. And if you look at the latest figures out of the EU, there's been a massive rise of inflation. The figures they put out on January were, the end of January, were 1.8%. That's up 1.2% in the space of 2 months. And I saw some figures, estimates for Spain, saying the latest figures are going to be 3% in Spain. So these are enormous rises. And if you look in the States, you've got a similar thing. You've got CPI above 2% there. So the whole world in terms of developed markets is highly correlated here, and it's correlated because the factor behind it is crude oil again. That's the thing that's driving all of these.
Interesting, isn't it, Pete? It was only this time last year that everybody was warning that we were headed for deflation.
Yeah.
Pete, thank you so much.
It's a long time ago now.
It does. Pete Comley, author of Inflation Matters and Show Radio's resident inflation expert, thank you very much indeed.